on 1116 SEN. Drive with Matt Granlund and Cam Mooney. Forget Wines Direct. Slabs of beer just $9.99. Get into Get Wines Direct, 161 Burnley Street, Richmond. Conditions apply. Drink responsibly. And Greyhound Racing's Gippsland Carnival. Fun for the whole family this summer. All the action kicks off at the Sale Cup on Boxing Day.
Well, Brent Stanton, no longer a Bomber. He's turned up as a development coach at the Carlton Footy Club. They're on the Sunshine Coast at the moment on a training camp, and Brent has been good enough to join us. Brent, thanks very much for your time.
No, thank you for having me.
How's the transition been?
Yeah, it's been pretty smooth, considering it's sometimes it's hard to not jump into training drills, but I'm definitely happy that I missed most of the other hard stuff. But in general, the new coaching staff and the Carlton Football Club have been very welcoming, so it's made a very easy transition for myself.
It's going to say, Brent, there are times, though, when you do jump in, and I'm probably talking more about the running sessions. Do you just jump in there and just try and embarrass a few guys to say, hey, I've still got it?
No, it's a bit easier, and you sort of forget that they've already done 6 kilometres of training, and you jump in and you think, oh, I'm going all right here, but in essence, you've only done basically a third or even less than eighth of what they've actually completed. So you feel good about yourself, and that's probably one of the main things. But in general, it is hard to not jump in the footy stuff, and then it's quite easy once the running gets a bit difficult just to jump out and watch.
Since, how weird is it? You spend your whole life at one football club, and now you're at Carlton as a coach. Tell us about some of the differences between the two that you noticed pretty much straight away.
Yeah, it's been an interesting change, and as you say, I spent the last 14 years of my life at the Essendon Football Club and sort of felt like I was a bit of the furniture there for a little while. And it was probably a conscious decision at the end of my career to move into coaching, and something that I really wanted to see was how other football clubs operate. And the Carlton Football Club is definitely operated differently to Essendon, and I'm no doubt from club to club there's different ways they go about it. But just the complete learning environment, and coming from a player, you don't really know what the coaches did behind the scenes at Essendon, but I just feel that this learning environment is very impressive, and it certainly helped me transition into the coaching side of things a lot easier.
Well, Brent, you are up on the Sunshine Coast at the moment for a training camp, and there are a lot of pictures coming back through the papers here. The boys in the beach, in the water, Matty, shirts off. Mm. The boys are looking quite fit at the moment. Tell us, how is pre-season going for Carlton Footy Club?
Yeah, it's been going really well, and it's a great opportunity, not only for the new coaching staff, which we've got this year to build relationships with the players, but also the playing group as well. We've had 42 players turn over in the last 3 years. So this group is really about connecting and getting to know each other and get stability in the playing group and coaching group. And this is a great opportunity to do that on a camp for 6 or 7 days. But as a whole, the pre-season is along a similar theme. We're trying to get continuity into these guys and train together and get to know each other a fair bit. But in general, the guys and their intensity and their attitude towards everything that we've thrown at them so far has been fantastic.
Brent, you talked about how it's a real learning environment at Carlton at the moment. I think it has been since Brendan Bolton has got there. Take us through how much learning is actually done on these camps in terms of, I think they call it chalk and talk, where it's, you know, you're talking about game plans, the way you want
footage,
to play,
footage,
you're looking
footage,
at
footage
of things. How much of that is there on these camps?
It does take up a big part of our camp, but that is also part of our program back in Melbourne on a day-to-day basis. The learning that we throw at these players on a day-to-day basis and what they can consume has been outstanding, and it's something that's really opened up my eyes as a coach. And coming from a football club that maybe have more experienced players on their list, they probably haven't experienced this part of the coaching side of it for a little while. And being such a, not a young group, but establishing the group in that sense and trying to get all the players on the same page, the more of that stuff we can do and then transfer it onto the training track, the better. So not just on camp, but on a day-to-day basis, the learning environment is great for the players, and we get great feedback from them as well.
Just on that, Brent, you spoke about before not understanding or realising what the coaches did behind the closed doors and all those type of things that you are learning now. When you do show video and you're showing kids these videos and you're explaining to them, what to do, where to run, all of those type of things. And they're doing, you're seeing it and they're doing it. Are you getting that buzz?
It definitely puts that excitement back into, you might lose the competitive edge or anything to play, but or the fire in your belly, but that certainly does give you a little bit of a kick, and it's certainly something why I wanted to get into coaching. I was lucky enough to try and do some of this in the later part of my career at Essendon, and that sort of set my thinking off of wanting to become a coach. And you do get some satisfaction, and the player also gets some satisfaction that we've shown a vision previously, and then we're trying to implement something to improve, and then they see it without even thinking about it in training, and you can see the passion that they've got for it as well. So these young guys are really adapting to what we're trying to teach, and it's fantastic.
Unfortunate news for Sam Docherty a few weeks ago, Brent, but reading that he's taking up a bit of a coaching role in 2018. So what's his role?
Yeah, he's going to try and help as many players as he can. He's a great football brain and a great person overall, and it is unfortunate we've lost him, but in the same time, it's a great opportunity for another player to step up into his absence. And looking from afar in the last couple of years, he's a really good leader on the field and directs, and this basically gives an opportunity for other players to step up in that area. But yeah, a part-time coach, and he's still on the player's level, so it's a real good opportunity for him to not only watch more vision and see how other players go about it, but then impart that knowledge onto players while they're still out there as well.
Now the club lost Bryce Gibbs over the off season. Brent, Paddy Cripps didn't play a hell of a lot last year, missed a lot of games. Just how fit is he right now? How's he looking? If you're a Carlton fan, he's just about your number one player. You need him fit and firing going through that midfield.
Yeah, I've been very impressed, and probably pretty biased now, that Cripp is going really well on the training track, and his leadership off the field is second to none for I think it's only a 23-year-old at this stage. And it is a big factor for our football club for him to be up and going, but I think the system over the last couple of years has shown that if you just get everyone playing the right way, yes, there are important parts in terms of individual players, but at any opportunity, everyone has to stand up and lead and perform. And from what I've seen so far, he's definitely leading from the front in that area.
Brent, Charlie Curnow, I know a couple of experts, might have been Durham actually, said that one day he's going to be the best player in the competition. Now, you've seen him up close and personal. You can see what the kid can do. How impressed are you with him?
It's the same as a lot of players. I haven't really seen too much of him before I got here, and he's one that's really given a great first impression. His work ethic, his voice, he's starting to become a leader. Same thing, he's only 20. You forget how old these guys, or young these guys are, I should say, but the way that he's adapting to the training loads, and normally these bigger guys may take a little bit longer than some midfielders do, but yeah, very impressed with how athletic he is and how he attacks the footy and his pressure for such a big guy to cover the ground. He's one of those guys that has the versatility to play forward and also midfield, and I think that's a great attribute for him and for the club and team to have.
Have you talked with the coaches? I'm sure you've had the conversations amongst you as a group about where his best footy is going to be.
Not specifically at the moment. We're still working through all aspects of everyone's game at the moment, but I think for the time being it's going to be a forward, and that might be what the team needs at this point, but I have no doubt that his best footy in the future might be an inside mid at 6'3" and can run like the wind and break open a game. You sort of see a little bit of Matthew Richardson or Matthew Pavlich in terms of he can play forward and have a real impact, but also have stints in the midfield where he can outrun anyone. Basically, he's in our top two or three in our time trial already, and it's quite impressive for how big and strong he is at this early stage of his career.
Brent, how's my boy Liam Jones going?
He's going very well. He's really followed on from the second half of his season this year, and his intensity at training, and we're building the capacity for him to lead and set up behind the footy just like every backman should and can be able to do. And same thing, didn't know too much about him before I got to the footy club, but been very impressed in the way he goes about everything and preparing for training, and I have no doubt that that will flow on into next season.
Well, exciting journey for you, Brent. Personally, congratulations on a great career at the Bombers, and all the very best with your new stint at the Blues as a coach.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Good boy, Brent Stanton, their Carlton development coach. Be bound by blue in 2018. Become a member. Visit carltonfc.com.au to sign up today.